Maine became a focal point on the issue of transgender athletes after a student who transitioned from male to female won the state championship in pole vaulting in the girls' division last month. Now, the Trump administration is giving the state 10 days to rescind its policy, allowing transgender athletes to compete in girls' high school sports as part of a proposed resolution agreement after it found the state violated federal anti-discrimination law. President Trump signed an executive order last month to exclude transgender girls and women from female-only sports. A directive supporters say will restore fairness. Critics say it infringes on the rights of a small fraction of athletes. The order directs the Department of Justice to make sure all government agencies enforce a ban under Trump's interpretation of Title IX, a law against sex discrimination in education. In a statement, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said it gave the Maine Department of Education, the Maine Principals Association, and Greeley High School in Cumberland, Maine, the 10-day deadline to take care the alleged violation, or it would pass the issue onto the Department of Justice. The order comes after the start of a compliance review last month, following a confrontation between Democratic Governor Janet Mills and President Trump at the White House. "Are you not going to comply with it?" asked Trump. "I'm complying with state and federal laws," Mills said. "Well, we are the federal law." "Well, you better do it. You better do it, because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports," said Trump. "I'll follow the law," said Mills. "So you better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding," Trump said. "I'll see you in court," Mills said. "Good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one," Trump stated. The conflict put Maine into the national spotlight and recharged a debate over gender and sports, sparking protests in the state from both sides. Last week, the Trump administration reversed its decision to freeze U.S. Department of Agriculture funding to the University of Maine system after Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins intervened. The funding had been paused earlier in the week while an investigation was conducted to determine whether UMS violated federal civil rights law by allowing transgender athletes to participate in women's sports. In 2021, Maine legislators updated a state law to explicitly prohibit discrimination based on gender identity.